Hello and warm greetings on this day before Valentine's Day. Today, let's focus on the heart and on love, both for us personally and within the context of CTT's mission regarding the essential need for racial healing around the world, in our country, and in our own hearts. For inspiration, we will hear some words and images from the prominent preacher, theologian, author, and social activist, Dr. Howard Washington Thurman. He wrote a book called Meditations of the Heart that will serve as our theme for today. One can see the expansiveness of this giant of a man simply by reading some of his book titles, including words such as creativity, a deep hunger, the growing edge, the luminous darkness, centering moments, a search for common ground, an inward journey, and a ground of hope. As a high school student, I had the privilege of hearing Dr. Thurman preach in his Boston University church, and then he met with us at a religious conference for high school teachers. I had no idea at the time how well known he was, that he was one of the great spiritual leaders of the civil rights movement. A fellow alumnus of Morehouse College, Dr. King regarded him as a spiritual advisor and mentor and is said to have considered Thurman's book, Jesus and the Disinherited, as so inspirational that he carried it with him everywhere and he would read it before he gave major speeches. Of course, I knew none of these things. What I remember is his warmth, the resonance of his voice, his attentiveness to us students, and the degree to which I was mesmerized by his words, so inspiring to a student just beginning to define her personal and spiritual priorities. So let's take a minute or so just to find a comfortable position, sitting or lying, finding a way to be at ease. If you're sitting, you might want to position your back such that your breath can flow easily between your belly and your head, quieting the mind so as to be more open to hearing words from the heart of Dr. Thurman. Breathing in and breathing out. As the breath extends and deepens. And as your body becomes more at ease, bringing your heart to a full-hearted awareness. Imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Perhaps tuning into your heart's intelligence rather than your mind's. Becoming aware of any thoughts, feelings, or sensations you might be experiencing. Noticing them and then letting them go. And with each breath, drawing in a feeling of inner ease to balance your mental and emotional energy. And in this state, you might set a meaningful intention to listen to the following words, invoking the heart and love. These are Thurman's words. Listen and be at ease, as though you are a child being read to. Let any images or reactions rest easily in your heart so it can hear, perhaps understand, and maybe find resonance. Let these words and images linger in your heart. Thurman says, in the still of the quiet, if we listen, we can hear the whisper of the heart giving strength to weakness, courage to fear, and hope to despair. To love is to make of one's heart a swinging door. Keep alive the dream, for as long as one has a dream in one's heart, one cannot lose the significance of living. In his writings, Thurman speaks often of love and of the heart, and they also include many personal stories about his growing awareness of being a Black person in a white society that disdains him. He tells a poignant story about earning money as a teenager by raking leaves for a white family. Their six-year-old girl child would scatter the leaves he had already raked to make patterns and pictures, laughing all the while. He would ask her to please stop with no success until he stated that he might have to report this to her father, whom she feared. He writes, she stopped, looked at me in anger, took a straight pin out of her pinafore, ran up to me and stuck me with the pin on the back of my hand. I pulled back my hand and exclaimed, ouch! Have you lost your mind? Whereupon she said in utter astonishment, that did not hurt you. You can't feel. In other words, I was not human, nor was I a creature capable of feeling pain. In that moment, Thurman truly understood that white people didn't even recognize his humanity. He realized the need to work towards justice, but it was only about 1912, and what support was there for him in that time? So he turned to his own heart and mind. He has written, there is something in every one of you that waits and listens for the sound of the genuine in yourself. It is the only true guide you will ever have. And if you cannot hear it, you will, all of your life, spend your days on the ends of strings that somebody else pulls. So don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is more people who have come alive. Thurman understood the necessity of political action and protest in the face of injustice. He was not inured to the cruel and senseless brutalities of the Jim Crow era and felt that protest was both a necessary and worthy cause, balancing his passion for justice with his passion of the heart, of going inward, of introspective, and always a loving heart. He struggled with how to balance righteous anger with this human heart that wants to love, a dilemma we all understand today. He lived in the paradox and conflict of righteous anger and an even stronger desire to follow his deepest spiritual principle of love. Listen very carefully to his poem entitled more loving in my heart. I want to be more loving in my heart. I want to be more loving. Often there are good and sufficient reasons for exercising what seems a clean, direct resentment. Again and again, I find it hard to hold in check the sharp retort, the biting comeback, when it seems that someone has done violence to my self-respect and decent regard. How natural it seems to give as good as I get, to take nothing lying down, to announce to all and sundry in a thousand ways that no one can run over me and get away with it. All this is part of the thicket in which my heart gets caught again and again. Because deep within me, I want to be more loving in my heart, to glow with a warmth that will take the chill off a room which I share with those whose lives touch mine in the traffic of my goings and comings. I want to be more loving. I want to be more loving in my heart. It is often easy to have the idea in mind, to plan to be more loving, to see it with the mind and give assent to the thought of being loving. This is crystal clear. But I want to be more loving in my heart. I must feel like loving. I must ease the tension in my heart that ejects the sharp barb, the stinging word. I want to be more loving in my heart, that with unconscious awareness and deliberate intent, I shall be a kind, a gracious human being. And thus, those who walk the path with me may find it easier to be loving, to be gracious, because of the love of God, which is increasingly expressed in my living. I want to be more loving in my heart. Thurman's solution for this dilemma was to form a strong internal character as well as an island of peace, as he called it, for meditation and prayer. He was always moving back and forth between activism and some form of beauty and solitude, as so do we in this beautiful coming to the table group. So now, let's take some time to again bring awareness to your heart. Breathing in and breathing out. Quiet, at ease. And imagine or visualize the breath flowing in and out of your heart or chest area. Breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Your heart serves your entire body tirelessly every day for your whole life. So you may want to breathe back some love and gratitude to your heart for this. Breathing in and breathing out. Noticing thoughts and feelings and just letting them go. And know that while you are doing this, you are nourishing your heart rate variability, and your heart chakra. An exchange of love and being aware of your body at ease as much as possible as your heart of love beats on and on. And you may want to try to listen to your heart. What does it need? Have you been paying attention to your heart? Learning what is the whispering of your heart that gives strength to weakness, courage to fear, and hope to despair. And maybe remembering a time when your own heart has shown strength or courage or hope. Breathing easily in and out. Remembering strength, courage, hope, and maybe feeling amazement that this heart keeps on keeping on. As a part of you that loves you so much, it will do anything to keep you going. We think of our hearts as loving others. So why can't our heart love us too? And now, as you keep your breath slow and easy, generate and sustain a heartfelt feeling such as love, appreciation, gratitude, care, or compassion for something or someone in your life. It could be an animal, a relative, a friend, a lover, a special place in nature, a piece of art, whatever comes to mind for you today. And maybe visualize that person or thing. Helping to warm your heart feelings and expand your capacity to love and serve through intention. And now, as you sit or lie in relaxed stillness, imagine breathing love into all your cells throughout your body. Almost like a body scan, starting at the feet or the head, and moving in either direction. Breathing love into every cell. Regenerating and refreshing your system of accumulated tension or stress. Any negative feelings, illness, regrets, resentment. Bring that heart energy to these places. Help them neutralize those feelings. Remembering that it's already proven that love energy can positively affect changes in our biology. And now, increasing the flow of your heart energy through your system by pulling in any quality of love that you choose. Appreciation, care, gratitude, kindness, compassion, patience, a desire to help. And just breathe into what happens for the next minute or so. And now you might practice radiating a soft love energy into any interaction with someone you know well, or in any situation that you might find yourself on a day-to-day basis. Keeping your breathing deep and steady, radiating a soft love energy into your life, any interaction, and imagining how that goes. Who you hope that for. And now extending that practice of radiating love and compassion to anyone suffering hardships in your own environment or throughout the world. That warm love and compassion that you have to give and to serve others. And now sending this love again to yourself, really soaking it all in with self-compassion, understanding, appreciation, and especially self-forgiveness. Bring it back home. Feel the love for yourself. Because this will energize you and help the love go out even stronger. And now, as a Valentine to yourself, considering any concrete ways you might anchor any positive emotions or inspirational thoughts that may have resonated with you today, to remember your loving self, how you love others, how you have felt when you love, how much you love others, your dedication towards the healing of racial wounds, including your own. Perhaps through writing, making an intention to do something specific, drawing a picture, something to remember you as your best self, your most loving self. Because when we anchor these intentions, they stay with us longer, but they need help sometimes. Before you open your eyes now, mentally visualize the room you're in to reorient yourself. Feel the chair you're sitting on or the floor you're lying on. Bring your self-awareness to your body. Sitting on the chair or lying on the floor. Feel your feet, your legs, your arms, your torso. And when you feel ready, begin to open your eyes. And I wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and I thank you for sharing this time with me. Namaste.